Good morning, Claudia.
Good morning, Willie.
Okay, tell me about, I mean, I was reading through these on the run sheet. The ladies look amazing. Tell us who we've got up first to celebrate for International Women's Day tomorrow.
So first up, we have Professor Veena Sahewala, who is an inventor at UNSW, who has gotten a lot of recognition earlier this year for becoming, awarded New South Wales Australian of the Year in 2022 and was also nominated for Australian of the Year. She is producing a new generation of green materials, producing resources that are primarily or entirely from waste, one of her inventions being the polymer injection technology, also known as green steel, which takes out the carbon found in shredded tyres and uses that to replace the coal, which is in steel production.
I swear I've seen her on the news.
Yeah, recently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so it's essentially just diverted millions of tyres, which would just be decaying in landfills for decades, into making them more sustainable and productive.
Oh, Professor Veena, I love her. Okay.
And then next up, we've got Rachel Farley, who is set to become Australia's first Indigenous female surgeon. She is a Kaurna woman who grew up on Wurundjeri country. She said her upbringing in an Aboriginal community made her want to contribute to the health inequality that is seen really prominently in rural and regional New South Wales for Indigenous Australians. And before kind of reading up on her, I had no idea the gender divide on this field. So currently there's 1,300 orthopaedic surgeons across Australia, and okay, only 77 of them are women.
Oh, wow.
So
okay.
It's a huge divide.
Oh, my God. That's a huge divide. Yeah. Okay. And then what, tell us about then, if you add the layer of being Indigenous in that community, like what? So there's no Indigenous women in that community?
There's none at all. Well, there's currently 4 operating surgeons in Australia who identify as Indigenous.
Wow.
And all of them are men.
Amen.
So, yeah, Rachel's really setting to make
what
history.
What a trailblazer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like, let's try and, like, get her on air.
Okay.
Can you, like, try and contact her?
Okay,
good.
Her, yeah.
Yep.
And then last one's a fun one. I mean, they're all fun. But
they're all fun.
I have been a fan of TK Meister for such a long time. She's a Zimbabwe-born Australia singer and rapper. She grew up in Adelaide, and who in my eyes is such a trailblazer for women in Australian music.
Why is she a trailblazer for women in music in Australia? Tell
me. Well, she's got a lot of achievements. She's got such a long list of achievements under her belt. She's released 2 EPs, a studio album, performed at festivals like Laneway and Groovin. She's recently collaborated with really big artists like JPEG Mafia, Troye Sivan.
Oh, I
Young
know
Franco.
Troye Sivan.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's also
okay.
Australian.
Yep.
She supported Charlie XCX for
her
performances. And it was also announced last month that she's going to be the opening act for Billie Eilish in her North American tour, which is huge.
That's epic.
Amazing. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And she's won a whole bunch of awards, from ARIA to European MTV, National Live Music Awards, the South Australian Music Awards, and overall just a really cool gal.
Oh my God. Okay, that's like an amazing assortment of women, like music, entertainment, first female Indigenous surgeon, and then a fantastic inventor helping to keep tyres out of landfill, which is, that's a huge thing.
Yeah,
right?
Huge.
Claudia, hey, happy International Women's Day for tomorrow.
Thank you, likewise.
Thank you so much for your lady wrap-up.
Thanks, Willie.